Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will update you on some upcoming activities through KSRE. But first, did you know that this January, all third and fourth grade students of McPherson County Schools will get a visit in their classrooms from our teacher of Ag in the Classroom? Close to 400 students will learn about agriculture in four different programs brought right to the students to their school classrooms. This month, students will be learning about Kansas wheat and all the products that come from that. February is pork month. March is milk month, where we bring a dairy cow from the Southwest Dairy Association and show the students directly where the milk comes from. Ending in April, students will gain important knowledge in the small grains farmers grow right here in McPherson County. Crops that are represented are corn, soybeans, milo, and sunflowers. The weather forecast for this past week was spot on. Weather consisting of bitter cold air and snow, and the coldest of the winter season thus far. Remember our livestock and pets this time of year. I have a list of tips one can follow to ensure safety and help out our furry friends. The Kansas Mesonet site offers a wind chill analysis tool that can be used throughout the winter. Call if I can help you out, and please say a prayer to our farmers and ranchers that are taking care of their herds in these challenging below normal winter temperatures. This past week has been a problem for most, and we should be all welcoming the warmer temperatures in this coming week. In my farming news, now is the time to sign up at the FSA office for the PLC or ARC programs. Farmers will have to make the decision on their farm commodity programs of ARC or PLC. While the 2018 Farm Bill was extended, it is likely that these programs that will not fundamentally change from the next Farm Bill. Producers will have to make another decision between ARC and PLC, and they need to do it by March 15, 2024. I don't see a lot of advantages of one versus the other this year, but call me at the office if you have any questions. In more extension news, each year, starting in January, the Master Gardeners and Friends host educational programs which are open to all horticultural enthusiasts in our county and community. Each month, on the fourth Thursday starting at 7 p.m., held here at the McPherson County Extension Office, we have invited horticultural specialists to come in and present an educational program covering topics that are important to our area. This Thursday, January 25th, the Butler County Horticultural Specialist will be covering How Do You Start With New Landscape? With more news, plan to come to our annual Cow-Calf School February 22nd, starting at 6 p.m. We will start the night off with a $15 Kansas City Strip meal, where the steaks will come from Joe Allen at Canton Lockers and cooked by our good friends at Mid-Kansas Co-op. After the meal, we will have Dr. Twig Marston, field beef cattle nutritionist, covering the development of replacement heifers for the long run. Our keynote speaker will be Dr. Jason Apple, department head of Texas A&M, Kingsville, a meat professor, talking about the relationship of the cow-calf producer and the meat industry. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I can't wait for this week's warmer temperatures.